Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today dismissed speculation that the war in Afghanistan could drag on for years. Rumsfeld made his comments in India, the fifth stop of a quick tour of the region. Yesterday in Pakistan, Rumsfeld told reporters that 4 weeks of bombing have weakened the Taliban's ability to operate as a government. He also warned that the U.S.-led bombing could continue through the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which begins next week. Pakistan's leader, General Pervez Musharraf, has said he would prefer the bombing stop by then. If not, public sentiment, which has largely supported Musharraf, could turn. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Islamabad, Pakistan.
The demonstrations against the U.S. action in Afghanistan have been relatively small, called by the hardline religious parties here sympathetic to the Taliban and Osama bin Laden. This rally, Friday, was held by the Jamaat-e-Islami, Pakistan's largest and best organized religious party, in the northwest frontier province town of Mardan. It drew about 5,000 people, mostly Jamaat supporters, who listened to speakers call for a holy war against the Americans, for the Taliban to come to Pakistan, and for President Pervez Musharraf to be removed from power. Though the religious groups are small in number, they speak in a loud voice. And their calls for an end to the U.S. bombing campaign, according to Dawn newspaper columnist Ayaz Amir, is one that resonates with Pakistan's so-called silent majority.
For the first time in the history of Pakistan, the religious parties are reflecting and articulating public opinion. It's never happened before. There has always been a disjunct between the religious parties and the man on the street. For the first time, they are speaking the same language, they're on the same line.
At the Raza Bazaar, in the teeming, bustling city of Rawalpindi, just a few minutes' drive from the sanitized capital Islamabad, a street vendor has a large stack of posters sitting next to his pile of newspapers. The posters are of accused terrorist Osama bin Laden. One depicts bin Laden with an automatic weapon at his feet and a tank at his back. Another shows him with a missile over his head. Below him, a fleet of helicopters taking off from the deck of an aircraft carrier, presumably American choppers coming for him. Vendor Idris Ahmed says the posters are moving well. I sell about 50 a day, he says, to people who buy them because they admire bin Laden. I like him too. He's a brave Muslim, the vendor says. The Urdu newspapers Idris sells along with the posters are filled with stories of civilian casualties from the U.S. bombing campaign. The U.S. says it does not intentionally target civilians and regrets any unintended loss of life. But that message falls on deaf ears here. One of the newspaper vendor's customers, 19-year-old Aftar, says General Musharraf should withdraw his support for the Americans because of the bombing.
American says we are against the terrorism and against the Taliban. But if you see that, definitely they are killing person, local people of that Afghanistan. A lot of people, a lot of small children there, and a lot of women, a lot of people are killing there in Afghanistan.
This is a sentiment heard more and more, not only on the streets, but in the homes and businesses of Pakistan's middle class as well. Najam Altaf runs a sporting goods store in Rawalpindi, a large shop stuffed with cricket bats and badminton rackets. He says he supports General Musharraf. He says he also approves of Musharraf's decision to help the U.S. in its fight against terrorism. But the shopkeeper is growing uneasy with the pictures he sees on television of demolished homes and wounded civilians. Najam says he does not support the religious parties here and does not condone their sometimes violent street protests. But if the U.S. continues its bombing campaign during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, Najam says, he may change his mind.
To kill terrorists there, that was right decision. But now, in this time, the innocent people are killing it. Because Ramadan is the holy month for us. And if they continue the bombing there and to kill Afghans, innocent peoples, then we will go in the streets with our religious parties.
Political analyst Rafat Hussain says if the middle class does join the religious parties in the streets, General Musharraf will have trouble.
It will not pose the kind of a threat that his government will be overthrown. But then they will have to call out the police, they'll have to call out the paramilitary forces, they'll have to call out the army, and they will have to voluntarily disperse these protests. And from that point onwards, it can be a very serious threat for the Musharraf government in terms of its ability to maintain law and order.
The government has so far succeeded in maintaining law and order. After some protests turned violent, the government detained several prominent hardline religious party leaders to keep them from organizing more. But Dawn columnist Ayaz Amir agrees with Rafat Hussain that things could change, and quickly.
At the moment, the actual protests are still, for want of a better word, contained. The fire is limited. It hasn't turned into a conflagration as yet. But who can say what will happen if this bombing drags on?
The religious parties have called for a nationwide strike this Friday to protest General Musharraf's support for the U.S. action. Similar efforts in the past few weeks have drawn a lukewarm response, in part because of the government's heavy security presence in the streets. But General Musharraf has recently made it clear he'd prefer the bombing to end by Ramadan, even while he says the military action should not be halted until it achieves its goals. When the campaign began, General Musharraf insisted that 85% of the Pakistani people supported his decision to help the U.S., and that the religious parties, who make up most of the other 15%, could be contained. But that was nearly 2 months ago. Now, public opinion is clearly turning, and with the mainstream political parties sidelined after Musharraf's bloodless coup 2 years ago, the religious parties are attempting to fill the vacuum. Retired general and political analyst Talat Masood.
What is happening is that you have on one hand the military and the other hand these religious parties who are really a minority. But because they are radical and because they are articulate and because they are aggressive, they really fill the space and get a lot of publicity and the people get influenced by their thinking.
Which in turn is contributing to the shift in public opinion away from President Musharraf's decision to help the U.S. The question now is whether that shift could mean that the majority turns against President Musharraf as well. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.